preaching, then have to talk. I'm vexed like a dog, but I want the country back from the Asian and black people. I say we're moving on, we not turn back. Moving on, moving in the Indian chat. Moving on, we not turn back. Moving on, every time the rule wine. I miss it just the other day, me see Pandi telly. Tower Hamlets in a Milwa City. Have election to the community. Me shock when me hear and me see what me see. Who in the seat? I know the BNP. Derek Beacon I run the party. Talk say want take back the country. Tell me me friend is this 93. Say we moving on we not turn back. Moving in the Indiana chat. Moving on we not turn back. Moving in the Indiana. I know a week before this in the same area was a racial attack on our Asian brother. Quadis Ali left in a coma. In a hospital and the boy are suffer. They never learn them lessons a week later. BNP them get the power. We do the same thing man to another. What me call this attempted murder. Say we moving on we not turn back. Moving in the Indiana chat. Moving on we not turn back. Moving in the Indiana. And them a talk about the housing cause the problem. And Bangladesh man too much of them. Where you want them live man don't need a den. Everybody human so me a condemn. The victory that went to the racist them. And what about the one called Richard Edmund? Talk about peace rights in a Britain. More rights for the whites a fit him slogan. Now we moving on we not turn back. Moving in the Indiana chat. Moving on we not turn back. Moving in the Indiana people. Crap talk about the future. What we are gonna do about the disaster? Apache Indians suggest a re-election. Cause everybody never vote man in the last one. They only win last time with 7 voters. A big percentage of the people just never bother. So we moving on we not turn back. Moving in the Indiana chat. Moving on we not turn back. Moving in the Indiana. So please people listen to Apache. The first thing that we need is our own unity. Don't fight each other, please fight together. Non-violence should be the order. If they hurt one of you and you hurt one of them, innocent are gonna suffer like the young children. Stand firm, stand good, everybody stand strong. It can't last long with non-cooperation. I say we're moving on, we're not turn back. Moving in the Indiana chat. Moving on, we're not turn back. Moving in the Indiana. And me say just the other day, me see from the telly. Tower Hamlets in a Milwa City. Have election to the community. The shock when you hear and me see what me see. Who in the seat? I know the BNP. Derek Beacon I run the party. Talk say want take back the country. Tell me my friend is this 93. Say we moving on we not turn back. Moving in the Indiana chat. Moving on we not turn back. Moving in the Indiana. I say we moving on we not turn back. Moving in the Indiana chat.
Yeah, kicking off this week's broadcast of Radio Resistance Chesterfield with the sound of Apache Indian, Moving On. Quite an appropriate record considering that earlier today the Nazi EDL as well as the BNP National Front and Britain First, or should that be Britain's Worst, and various Nazis descended on Rotherham to try to make political capital out of the child abuse horror there. I mean, how low can you bloody get? Now, apologies for this week's broadcast being a day late. It's because yesterday I went to the dentist for some work to be done on my teeth, and well, thankfully today my mouth has got some feeling back after the rather big injection I had yesterday. I'm glad I did have it though. I'd have hated to have had the work done on my teeth without it. Not nearly as big a pain though as the other trouble I'm having at the moment, namely the fact that I've had my bank card clowned and suffered bank card fraud for the second time this freaking year. So I think this next track kind of sums up my feelings about the banking system at the moment. Sound of Steve White and the Protest Family.
You should be able to trust your bank.
Money.
To believe that you're a valued customer and not a means of deriving a higher profit margin.
Take your money out of the bank and watch the masters squirm. Why should they get interest on the wages that you earn? You take your money out of the bank and don't give them a fee. Take your money out of the bank and set yourself free. Yeah, set yourself free.
Yeah, sound there, Steve White and the Protest Family. Money. Now, we're speaking of banks, at least two banks, namely Lloyds and the RBS, have threatened to pull out of Scotland if Scotland votes for independence. Well, that's yet another good reason for voting for independence, if you ask me. And the voting for independence does seem to be on a high at the moment from this week's Socialist Worker. In March this year, the Unionist Better Together campaign was almost 25 points ahead, yet this week the poll hangs in the balance, and it is a surge in support from working class voters that has got the ruling class in a panic. Now, the latest poll by researchers at TNS shows a 12-point increase for independence among poorer voters, putting the expected result virtually too close to call. And support is growing among Labour voters, despite Labour, including Miliband, supporting the so-called Better Together No campaign. And as Socialist Worker says, but the biggest shift comes from those who didn't vote at the last Scottish elections in 2011. Among them, support for a yes vote has jumped from 35% to no less than 49%. Wow. Why is that? Well, class arguments, such as getting rid of the bedroom tax and ditching Trident, are boosting the Yes campaign for independence. Meanwhile, the No campaign is not doing very well, to say the least. Hardly surprising if the best they can do is draft in such popular figures as David Cameron, Gordon Brown, Alistair Darling et al. No wonder Socialist Worker says that worried better together politicians look increasingly like a dodgy sales team offering anything they can to close the deal. Working class voters will be decisive to the outcome and can shift the campaign further to the left. But on the other hand, however, there are some on the left despairing that a yes vote would condemn England and Wales to perpetual Tory rule. Maybe, but they're wrong. This is a myth. Only two Labour governments in the past 60 years have relied on Scottish MPs for their majority. Indeed, the biggest barrier to Labour offering a serious challenge to the Tories is its pro-business, anti-immigrant and anti-working class policies, and its decision to stick to Tory austerity spending plans. I mean, that's what's in danger of costing Labour the next election, not losing its 41 Scottish MPs. And as Socialist Worker points out, whatever the outcome of the referendum, workers across Britain cannot rely on Labour politicians, or the SNP for that matter, to fight for their interests. I mean, the SNP faces two ways. I mean, while being on the left with its opposition to bedroom tax, Trident, etc., they also aim to attract support from the Scottish bourgeoisie, which is possibly why they intend to keep the Queen as head of state. I mean, among supporters of the SNP include Brian Bleeding Souter, the boss of Stagecoach. No wonder then that, as Socialist Worker points out, only working class struggle and a political alternative to capitalism can shape a society that benefits ordinary people. So, in conclusion, if you live in Scotland, vote yes to independence. But wherever you live, whether it be Scotland, England, Wales, Ireland, North or South, or wherever, keep up the fight against the establishment and against whichever government tries to F us over. Anyway, back to the likes of RBS, Lloyds, etc. Well, this next track is what the Scottish people should be dedicating to you.
They say we've got to keep a hold of all our backers, 'cause they're so clever and so talented, you know. And if we don't give them their bonuses of millions, then they'll just pick up their briefcases and go. Well, they're so clever that they bankrupted the country, and they're so talented our taxes bailed them out, and the government is frightened by their puny little threats, but the rest of us just want to scream and shout, go, go, just fuck off, go, go, and all leave your marbles at the door, and the same as me, our houses, your money in your past, you're not welcome in this country anymore, you're not welcome in this country anymore. With our money on the markets, which is not the function of a bank at all, and they're paid 100 times more than someone who saves lives. It's time we dealt with this once and for all. I say let's tax until their testicles are tiny, and make their bonuses some tickets for some planes, and then we'll show the world how we can get along just fine without their talented, enormous, super brains. Go, go, just follow, go, go. You can all leave your parcels at the door, but the same as me, your house is your money in your past. You're not welcome in this country anymore. No, you're not welcome in this country anymore. But the government is friends with all the backers, like Karl Marx predicted all those years ago. And although they caused a mess, they got stooges in the press who were desperate to keep the status quo. So the city boys get richer by the hour, but all we get is sackings and cutbacks. But they're brutalizing Greece with their IMF police, yes! It's time to grab the gold, man. By their sacks. Ow! Go, just buckle down, go. You can order your bottles at the door. Let us say to your house, is your money in your cars? And I'm not going to win this country anymore. And you're not going to win this country anymore. We already earned some back, so that's a good start. All we need to do is nationalize the rest. Make the backs of the people, not the other way around. Put the speculators all under arrest. And as they choose to leave the country for the last time, if they dare to buy the wine, we'll give it large. So that they're lucky they're not rotting in a gulag. Cause they won't be if the terror was in charge. Go, just buckle down and go. You can all leave your bottles at the door. Let the sailors be your houses, your money and your cars. So they won't come in this country anymore. Cheers.
This is Radio Resistance News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Worker Newspaper. This week, the Scottish independence poll hangs in the balance, and it is a surge in support from working class voters, fueled by class arguments, that has got the ruling class in a panic. Let's get David Cameron out, vote yes in Scotland, join pay strikes and protests. The English Defence League is trying to whip up racism after the horrific child abuse report. It has set up camps outside a police station in Rotherham and plans a demonstration there today. Local trade unionists have called for unity and the Unite Against Fascism has called a counter-protest. David Cameron, backed by Labour and Lib Dem leaders, wants to bomb Iraq again. There are already some British forces there and the US is bombing widely. But the US and Britain's war on Iraq is what caused the chaos there today. More bombing will only make it worse. The Tories and New Labour have let down people. Now anti-immigrant party UKIP is trying to take advantage of the bitterness. Anti-racists are preparing to protest outside the UKIP's conference in Doncaster on Saturday 27th of September. Join us. Also in this week's Socialist Worker, as trade union leaders meet at the TUC and promise action against low pay and austerity, we should hold them to their word. Attacks on pay and conditions have created enormous anger among health workers, but union leaders need to do more to build strike action that can stop them. A feature on Clacton, the seaside town where Tory MP Douglas Carswell defected to UKIP and is standing for re-election there. The limits of Scottish nationalism. A report on the joint enterprise law that can lock you away for being a witness. And how fast food workers' strikes are challenging racism in the southern US. You can read Socialist Worker online at www.socialistworker.co.uk. That's www.socialistworker.co.uk. You can buy your copy of Socialist Worker in Chesterfield each Saturday from 11 a.m. through till 12:30 p.m. outside Primark, or from the SWP Chesterfield branch meetings each Thursday night from 7:30 in the assembly rooms in the market halls. Or to get your copy of Socialist Worker delivered, you can phone or text us, or else you can email us at swpchesterfield@tesco.net. That's swpchesterfield@tesco.net, or phone or text 07919 486 101. That's 07919 486 101. Socialist Worker is your paper. Buy it, read it, sell it.
Aap Radio Resistance hai. We'll be right back.
Yeah, sound of the Manic Street Preachers. Slightly different version of If You Tolerate This, Your Children Will Be Next. This is the Massive Attack remix. Now, this is, I think, a very appropriate record to play today on two levels. One, because of its anti-fascist message. And two, because what the Nazis in Rotherham were hijacking was perfectly righteous anger about the terrible child abuse which went on there from 1997 up until about 2 years ago. Which is why the UAF counter demo to the Nazis in Rotherham today went on the slogan of justice for the victims of child abuse, don't let the racist divide us. And our demo did go down pretty well. We I'd say about 200 or more people there. Sadly, we were outnumbered by 600 to 800 Nazis, as not only the EDL, but the BNP, Britain First, or should that be Britain's Worst, and the Nazi National Front all decided to descend on Rotherham. But the fact is that they, especially the EDL, had a national mobilisation, whereas ours was regional, so the numbers they managed to get there were still pretty low, really. And because there were so many different Nazi groups jumping in, they ended up fighting among themselves physically. A number of people, including an EDL steward, ended up hospitalised, and four EDL Nazis were arrested for coming equipped to cause violence. Meanwhile, our demo, the counter demo by the UAF, the justice for the victims but don't let the racist divide us, was peaceful and included a minute silence for the victims of child abuse in Rotherham, but also for Pavlos Frisch, aka Killer P, who was a Greek anti-fascist rapper who was murdered a couple of years ago by the Greek Nazis of Golden Dawn. So this next track is dedicated to Killer P and also to everybody who was protesting against the child abuse in Rotherham, against the way the authorities let down the abuse victims, but also against the Nazis who were trying to hijack the anger. This next track is by Killer P. It's called Ektos Elegzou, which translated into English roughly means out of control.
Anthem, Killer P, Mr. Rude. Εκτός ελέγχου, μοιάζει με επανάσταση που αρχίζει. Ο σκύλος λύσαξε και άρχισε να φρίζει. Το ποτήρι όντως έχει ήδη ξεχειρίσει απ' την τόσα διαφορία που μας έχει πλημμυρίσει. Συνεχώς ο μικρός Αλέξης μου θυμίζει πως η ελευθερία του λόγου ακριβά κοστίζει. Πάνε τα χρόνια που με λέγανε φατσούλα, τώρα έχω και ταμπέλα τρομοκράτης με κουκούλα. Πάλι το μυαλό μου παρανοεί πως αφήσαμε την παρακμή τόσο να ξαπλωθεί. Όλο μας το είναι ένα πράτα και μια σέρκοβα. Γαμώ τη μου, γι' αυτό έφυγε ο Τζουλιάνι ρε στη Γένοβα. Κατά απ' τα χέρω το βλέμμα του αετού με φυλάνε κάθε μέρα το μάτι του κακού. Είμαι Ευρωπαίος, συμμαχός με υπερδύναμη. Να πάνε να γαμηθείτε ρε, είσαστε τύρανοι. Ξέσπασμα οργής από το κύριο δρόμου ξέβρασμα. Κέρασμα φωτιάς υπεύθυνο στην Ότο έναυμα. Είμαι βενζίνη στο μπουκάλι μιας κουκούλας και μεμονωμένο περιστατικό μιας χώρας κούλας. Σάπιες συνειδήσεις με αποθυμένα τραβάτια εξαπλώθηκαν σε πόστα που γαμάνε όλη τη γη. Νιώθεις τυχερός που ζεις το σύστημα σαν πιόνι. Πρόσεξε όμως γιατί και το ανήλικο σκοτώνει. Επαναπαυμένος κοιμισμένος απ' την είδηση. Ο θόλος είναι υποέλεγχο με καθαρή συνείδηση. Ο δρόμος σαν ηφαίστειο βρώμη σε παντού παρούτια. Στο τέλος όλοι θα φορέσουν πράσινα παπούτσια. Μην προσπαθήσεις να με αλλαξοπιστήσεις. Έχω άλλο θεό, εγώ δεν προσκυνάω ειδήσεις. Τα κόμματα ζητάνε ακολουθήσεις. Χαμένες συνειδήσεις, αισθημένες συναντήσεις. Μαζί με το υπόλοιπο 48% μου ζητά σταυρό. Μα δεν έχω. Άσε τι σου λένε και βρες κάτι αληθινό. Κάτι που να έχει γίνει εδώ. Μα δεν βλέπω. Πολλοί μιλάν και ψέματα στορπάν. Για μάτι
χιλιαστεί στο εξωτερικό το σκάν. Ο νόμος είναι τυφλός και δεν τους βλέπει καν. Μα κόσμος είναι τρελός, να γίνει πρέπει μπας.
Συνέχεια, μέγας, λόγος απειλή. Θανάσιμος,
Ρωμική εικόνα. Αθηναία, Βαβυλώνα, στον αγώνα σου κρατάς τον πολιτισμικό χειμώνα. Αφενός, ο καπιταλισμός ακμάζει εμφανώς. Ο πλούτος ούτως ή αλλιώς είναι καρτός. Γι' αυτό συνάφη με τη σύψη, στην ύψη στη στάθμη. Με την πίστη την ομή καταστολή, την ανασφάλιστη εργασία. Την ευθεία πορεία στην ανεργία, την πορνεία, την βία. Την παιδεία εκείνη που δεν μπορεί να αφυπνίσει. Βιασμός πάνω στη φύση, η εξέλιξη που πνίγει. Οτιδήποτε ανθίζει είναι τα πάντα εκτός ελέγχου. Στην τρόπολη των λίγων, επανάσταση κονσέρβα. Πάντα κατοίκον.
Πετούν οι φάδες, ένα στο 2000. Εννιά πατρουματάδες, μονάδες και ομάδες. Μα πίσω τους λιπάδες, μόμπλα την καρδιά και πέτρες πίσω. Ούλη με ροδούλη με ροφάει, όμως δούλη κανενός δεν είναι. Το συνέστημα με χράμα πάει. Κα στην ύψη καμινό της γης να σου με ψάρω καϊκά. Όσο περνά φουρτούνες, μη σκοτώνετε τα ζώα που σας μάθαν. Μα τα ζώα της τη βγει και κατεχούνες. Να σωθούμε, ζούμε, δρούμε στον πλανήτη σαν κομίτης. Πάντα κάπου κάποιο πάρκο θα να σύνει ένας αλήτης. Με ανάσα που μια σήκω της ατήμα για ρε. Ποιος είπε είχαμε σκλαβιά μονάχα 400 έτη.
Στην τοξικόνο μα δεν φτάνει στο πνευμόνι παγώνω. Και ναι τα δάση άσκοπα, αλλά στα αλήθεια κάνουν πόνο. Και με το νόμο ό,τι κάει και να γίνει αυθαίρετα. Ευχόμαι όσα κάει και να τα βρείτε σε φέρετρα. Σημεία και τέρατα που ζούμε πολιτισμένοι. Κυκλοφορούμε τρομοκρατημένοι, εξασθενισμένοι. Από ώρες εργασίας μου σε φάει ο τυρεσίας. Προσοχή στο σκαλοπάτιο της κάθε εκκλησίας. Προσοχή στα λεφτά είναι μια ψυχή μάζα. Το θεσμό των Ολυμπιακών ως τον Καλαθάμπα. Τετράπα, τα πάντα βγήκανε εκτός ελέγχου. Κι αυτοί που έπρεπε να είναι εκεί απέχουν.
Σε τελειώνει εδώ. Στίγμα νεολαίος. Τόση, Τάινι Τζάκα.
Στα χρόνια που μεγάλωσα έχω μάθει μάγκα. Ότι σαν τα ποντίκια μας πηγαίνουνε στη φάκα. Το κράτος δεν με ξέρει, δεν ξέρει να προσφέρει. Κι όταν τα κάνουμε πουτάνα δεν μας υποφέρει. Τώρα σκοτώνουνε παιδιά μπροστά στα μάτια μας. Κι εμείς μες στην Ελλάδα να ψάχνουμε τα κομμάτια μας. Σαν ένα όπλο που κολλάει θέλουν το μυαλό σου. Γράψε ό,τι σκέφτεσαι στο θέμα.
Συγκεντρώσου.
Είναι να τα σπάς καμιά φορά γιατί βιδώνεσαι. Μην είσαι μαλάκας και με τα κόμματα εκδηλώνεσαι. Κρυφό πουτάνες και ματσόπι τσιρικάδες έχουν πάρει λάθος δρόμο. Και θα γίνουνε πουτάνες. Με σιστώ στα ιδανικά μου, όπως και στα σκυλιά μου. Γιατί σ' όποιο μονοπάτι πάω είναι πάντα κοντά μου. Δεν δίνω σεβασμό, δεν δίνω τα λεφτά μου σε καριόλιδες που θέλουνε να κάψουν τα μυαλά μου.
Σ' αυτή την πόλη μένω μόνος, δεν με φάγει ο χρόνος. Τα λόγια μου είναι περίπου όπως ένας τόνος. Σαμπατσάλι, για κάποιους μπορεί να είναι ένας πόνος. Κάθο που στις αστυνόμος, πληρωμένος δολοφόνος. Δεν είμαι κλόνος, είμαι μπουκάλι και φωτιά συγχρόνος. Στους δρόμους δέκα μπάζει και ένας τροχονόμος. Και όλοι σε κοιτάνε, λες και είσαι ανθρωποκτόνος. Έξω γίνεται ένας φόνος και το τμήμα τους ο χρόνος. Υπάρχει φτώνος, μες στα στενά που περπατάμε. Μας κόψαν τα φτερά και δεν μπορούμε να πετάμε. Όμως ξέρουμε που πάμε και πάντα πιο πατάμε. Και μη σε νοιάζει πάντα τα χαρτιά μας κουβαλάμε.
Μας θέλουν όταν μη σκεπτόμενα. Σκεφτούς τυφλούς και αγνώμονες. Γρανάζια σε μια μηχανή με τους δικούς τους νόμονες. Επάνω στις κακέρα πουλα πιόνια. Σε τέλει το λογαριασμό να είμαστε τα κρατούμενα. Αρνούμε να μην κόβουν ως φράτε με απ' την πρίζα. Εκτός ελέγχου νιώθω το κακό χτυπώ στη ρίζα. Σε μια κονίζα και ο καμπάς βαμμένος με μα από παιδιά. Θέλω να γίνουνε
τα δάκρυα μου φωτιά.
Θέλω να γίνω μόλο το ψεχέρι αναρχικού. Ή το αίμα που τρέχει ενός μπάτσου νεκρού. Μια θηλιά στο λαιμό, κάθε αγράμμα του εκαμίτη. Μια σφαίρα καρφωμένη σε κεφάλαια ασφαλίδι.
Και για το τέλος, TNT, Noisy και Echo Sound.
Είναι τα αδέρφια μου σίγουρα είναι αλήτες. Κι αυτοί οι αλήτες σίγουρα δεν έχουν χρώμα. Αυτοί γεννάνε επαναστάσεις ακόμα. Κοινά με αυτούς που δεν φοβούνται να βρεθούν στο κόμμα. Λείπασμα οι πρώτοι νεκροί για αυτούς που έρχονται. Πατρίδα της ελπίδας για όσους δεν ανέρχονται. Την καθημερινότητα να τους βιάσουν. Δεν διστάσουν, πρώτη γραμμή μένουνε και φωνάσουν. Βαφτίστηκα επικίνδυνος γιατί παρεκκλίνω απ' την πορεία. Ακόμα ονειρεύω με ελευθερία. Στη μνήμη σου κρατάω στα χέρια μου φωτιά και σίδερο. Και εκεί που συναντάω τη βία απαντάω με βία.
Ο που δάβετε, βλέπεις πως κάνετε.
Είναι η βιτρίνα μια ζωής που ξεπροβάλλεται.
Κι όσο δεν μάχεσαι, κι ίσως να ψάχνεσαι.
Ίσως να είσαι το σήμερα που αύριο χάνεσαι.
Τέλος εποχής εκρήγνονται μαγκά τα πάντα.
Στους δρόμους αυτονομίσως που βγαίνει μην κλείνεις τα μάτια.
Τέλος τα χάδια, η άνοχη ξεσπάει.
Το θύραμα βγαίνει από τη φωλιά του και χτυπάει.
Χρόνια τώρα, η χώρα κατρά κυλάει με φόρα.
Το καταφέρανε, σε κάνανε νεκρό με νιώθεις.
Κι αφού το βλέπεις δεν τη σβήσανε τελώς τη φλόρα.
Πάντα σκανδάλι, ήρθε η στιγμή.
να τους σκοτώσεις.
She deceived me, I watched and went out of my mind.
Yeah, sound of Killer P, Ektos Alexiou, or Out of Control, just like the Nazis were today at the end of their demo. Now, it's all well and good me rabbiting on about today's UAF demo against the EDL, but wouldn't you rather hear from some of the people who spoke there? Alright, coming up next, here's a speech from Wayman Bennett, the UAF Joint National Secretary.
I want to start off by saying that I was asked what was going to happen to happen today. People said, why are people demonstrating and should you stay away? Should you stay quiet? And I think that if you want justice for the victims, you have to speak up. You also have to speak up when Nazis come to town. I was also asked just by The Guardian, why are there so many? To be honest, there are 500 Nazis down there. We have to be clear about that. But as I said at the time, Nazi flies fly to shit, right? And they're attracted to it. Why? Because they're trying to divide us. And on that demonstration at the moment, you know who's on the demonstration? It's the British National Party. It's Britain First. It's the National Front. That's who's on the demonstration. And they're on the demonstration because they want to divide and destroy our society. And you don't have to go very far to see what happens if you don't speak out. In some of the mining villages inside France, every time there's been a crisis, the Front National have spoken. And when they came out, at certain times the people stayed away. And what's happened now? After 10 or 15 years, you see Marie Le Pen have been told that she's going to be the likely presidential candidate to speak out inside France. And see somebody that targets Muslims and says that Muslims praying on the street are to blame for what happened. I have to be clear about something else. You cannot cut services. You cannot cut the very services that people need and then turn around and say that you care about the victims. You don't care if you make those cuts. And also, I've just flown in from 2 weeks ago. I was in a place called America. Well, everybody knows where America is. But I was in a place called Ferguson. And I went to the funeral of Michael Brown. And I was speaking to the people who've been struggling for justice for Michael Brown. And I was speaking to somebody from Mississippi. And she said this. She said every single time there was a crisis in their town, that what would happen is that a black man would be lynched for the question, and usually it was around sexual exploitation or rape, that's when they would be lynched. And the reason why they did it was to divide the people that were there. It wasn't actually to bring any solution. They used racism in order to do that, and the only people that benefited from that were the racists. That's the reason why I'm proud to be standing here. People said to stay away. If you stay away, you open the door to let the only people speak out for what's happening are Nazis. I think we should be proud that we stood and said that you are not allowed to come to this town because we don't want you here, because you're here to divide us. And I think at the moment we face that problem. That's what we face. We face Nazis trying to exploit the situation in order to divide us. We also have the problem that part of the reason why they're growing is the final thing I'm going to talk about is a question of blaming people for every time there's a crisis. My mother came from Jamaica here to be a nurse. And every time you switch on the TV, you see people are being blamed as migrants for coming to this country. I think the idea of scapegoating people is feeding in to the same level of racism. And when you see that level of racism developing, then you can see why people are being used, why racist arguments are being used to divide people. The rise of Islamophobia has led to attack on the Romas. In Doncaster, there are people speaking out from UKIP saying that the Roma are to blame for what's going on in Doncaster. There's been a rise of anti-Semitism inside Eastern Europe. If you let racism rise, it leads to division for all of us. But I want to end up on a positive note. There's one person missing from speaking there. That's Nick Griffin. He's not speaking today. And the reason why he's not speaking is because we've kicked him out. And what they're trying to do, the Nazis, is come back out of the gutter and build themselves up. There's another person not speaking there, and that's Tommy Robinson or Stephen Yoxley. He's not speaking. And he said something which is true. He said that the EDL has degenerated into a racist and fascist group. That's the only thing honest that that man ever said. Everything else that came out of his mouth were lies and filth. And I think we have to understand why the EDL have not got thousands and thousands here. It's because every time that they've come out, they've been opposed. So my argument here today is to say I'm glad that we're standing here today in unity against those people that are trying to divide us, and we should be proud that we're able to do that. We want to make sure that the Nazis and the EDL do not get a foothold and that we stand here and resist them. So I want to end there and thank everybody very much for coming on this demonstration. It's important that we stand out and speak out both for the victims but also speak out against the fascists, the EDL and the BNP.
Yeah, that was Wayman Bennett speaking today in Rotherham at the Justice for the Victims of Abuse, Don't Let the Racist Divide Us demo in Rotherham. Now, the Unite Against Fascism, of which Wayman Bennett's the Joint National Secretary, publishes a magazine called Unity, and in the autumn 2014 issue of Unity, that's the current one, there's a good bit about Kasabian. And they're up next with track entitled Empire.
Too much information, well I said you got for nothing. Come out to the back, I said you me, let's go for something. Guess I better sell you now, guess I better be alive. Singing for your questions, but you stole all my answers. Too much entertainer, drunk my nights out on the corner. Tell me that you see the ghost, I'll tell you what to fear the most. Stop!
Yeah, Sound of Kasabian, Empire. Like I say, there's a really good bit in the current edition of Unity magazine about Kasabian. Now, Unity is produced by Unite Against Fascism, Love music, hate racism. Love music, hate homophobia. And last but not least, the NUT. Now you can get your copy of Unity for more details. Email info@uaf.org.uk. That's info@uaf.org.uk. And speaking of the NUT, there was a speaker, Fred Sprague from Rotherham NUT, at today's demo in Rotherham. He's up next. Take it away, Fred.
Fred Sprague, Rotherham NUT. I echo what everyone has said so far. It is an issue about class. It is an issue about sexism. And it's all that. But one thing that is really evident that's come out of this is a complete and utter failure to listen. No one listened to, number one, the girls who are the victims. No one listened to the frontline workers, the social workers, the teachers, the teaching assistants, the head teachers who went forward and said, this is wrong. Do something now. No one listened, and I don't know if anybody's listening now. The only thing that seems to be listened to is when the racists come out and they say it's an immigration issue. It isn't an immigration issue. It's an issue which can be dealt with and should be dealt with straight away. It should be engaged with all our communities, with men, with women, with boys, with girls. It should come forward and people should listen and say, this is what needs to be done. We can work through this, but it isn't happening. We're standing out here to say to people, listen, start listening now. And when we do that, this won't happen anymore. But hopefully the senior leaders in the council, the senior leaders in the police, they'll start listening. Maybe we can get something done. Thank you.
So there you have it. And now back to the music. Here's the sound of Cosmo, track entitled Oh To Be In England. Now the EDL is here.
Oh, to be in England now, the EDL is here. That's the English Defence League, and they drink lots of beer. They sit in Yates' wine bar, or a bunch of big fat slobs, and then they go a-marching, pretending they're not yobs. They don't like Muslim extremists, though, by George, it's true. Well, good on you, boys and girls, there's not that many do. They fly the flag and sing God Save the Queen, it's such a wheeze. Hey, you lot kicking off there, can you stop Sieg Heiling, please? Oh, to be in England now, the EDL's in town. I'd rather pick my granddad's nose and eat sick by the pound. There are some black people who've joined a happy throng. So if you say they're racist, the EDL say wrong. Black and white unite, they say diversity is brill. Walk arm in arm with Nazis is such a journey thrill. Years ago, in days gone by, when England ruled the waves, we buggered up a quarter of the world and made them slaves. Just what was the secret? It's called divide and rule. When they've finished with the Muslims, then they'll start on you. And you, and as for you, oh, to be in England now, the EDL is here. I'd rather be sick through my eyes and drink some rancid beer. Oh!